It's time for today's AM Minnesota program. Well, with Memorial Day yesterday, I'd like to say this is now officially fair season. And Peter Van Sleuth, manager, executive secretary officially of the Rice County Fair. You're not going to argue with that either, are you, Peter?
No, I'm not. I'm just trying. You know, executive secretary is the official title, but we have an office secretary, we have a board secretary, so we just call it manager.
So. It's going to be here before you know it.
Yes, I know. It's 7 weeks now or
seven weeks to the Rice County
like
Fair.
Yeah.
It is kind of around the third week, typically in July. What are the official dates? Because sometimes it crosses me up. I'm not going to ask you to explain how all the county fairs and the carnival set the schedule. I just go with when
right.
It is.
It is the July 16th through the 20th. So Wednesday through Sunday.
Oh, and by the way, this is officially your property, so do I have the right to play it?
The jingle?
The jingle.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Here we go.
Where the city meets the farm, the Great Rice County Fair. We'll see you there.
I love that jingle.
How old is that?
Boy, it's quite a few years old, but it catches your attention.
Yes, it does. And, you know, it is good to have something that you can promote the fair. We actually, we have gotten four videos from Julie Fox Productions. She was out there last year the whole weekend. She took pictures and she took videos and she created a number of videos. One is like a half hour sights and sounds of the fair. And then
cool.
We have several that are generic the fair. And then there's a few that are specifically for this year, with some announcements of who is going to be out there.
Yeah. So, boy, that's some organizing ahead of time there, Peter.
Yeah, you have to. You know, we start planning the fair, believe it or not. We start planning the fair at the fair.
Yeah.
The next year is already being planned. There's already performers that we sign contracts with. And then, you know, December, January is when a lot of stuff is already in place. Because we have in January, we have a convention, the Minnesota Convention for County Fairs. And that's where we basically book everything, the latest things. And
so is there kind of like an exhibit area where all the different shows and all the people are there trying to get signed on with county fairs then?
Yes. They do demonstrations. And at night, there's different bands playing because they want to be booked. And but, you know, today I still get phone calls from agents in Las Vegas, and they go, well, I have an 18-piece band. They're traveling in Asia right now, but they would like to play at the fair. I said, I can't afford an 18-piece band. And besides that, you're way too late. You know, January, February, that's when everything is booked.
Oh, now, speaking of bands, I hope you didn't kibosh the White Side Rolls. Are they going to be back?
They are going to
all
be
right.
back. They are a staple. They're on Senior Day.
Yeah.
Yep, they're going to be back. Yeah, so we can talk a little bit about different bands. So, you know, we try to keep a lot of the things the same because it is.
Well, especially if they're so popular, it kind of a tradition. But yeah, it's kind of cool that you're always looking for new acts, new shows, new things. So it's not always the same old thing either.
Right. You know, so a couple of new things in entertainment. We actually this year we're having Jive and Ivan and the Kings of Swing. They're very popular in town. And they're going to be playing on the Selner stage. La Raza de Mexico is back, the Mexican band, on Saturday night. We have switched at birth. They changed their name to the Root Pickers, but they are the same. Yeah. They are the same band. We have a new guy. His name is David Minetti. He moved here from Florida. He's a one man, just entertainment. He's going to be out there for a couple of hours. Eclipse is back from last year. Mike Hildebrand, Mark Hedestrom, the Jolly Peas, Melissa Schultz, Sherman Linton. He is the tribute band for Johnny Cash. And Charlie Sticca band, the Polka. So you know, that fills up quite a bit on the Selner stage. And then,
and all that is free entertainment.
Free entertainment, just like what we have in the beer garden. This year, we're having a band starting on Wednesday night. We never had a band. They're Russ Franek and the Biscuits.
That sounds interesting.
They are from Northfield, so they're going to be there. Thursday, we have the Mark Cameron Band. They're a blues band. They're very good. And Rattlesnake Justice is coming back on Friday, and Top Shelf is coming on Saturday. So that's all free, free entertainment.
Do you know, I should make a set a goal for this year. All these years being at the Rice County Fair, I've never been in the beer garden in the evening listening to a band, because I always have to get up about 3:15 the next morning. So when I'm done, I'm heading for home. But one of the nights I'll have to stay. And maybe I could get my wife to come on a real date.
They normally play until 11 or 12 at night, you know. So you know, the carnival closes at 10 p.m. because the sheriff's department had asked that, because after 10, typically the crowds get a little rowdy. Yeah. So, but the Selner stage, they typically play until 11 or 12. And in the beer garden, they're playing also until 11 and 12. So, and after 9 p.m., it's free parking, too.
Ooh. So,
and talking about parking, now, you know, there's people that say, why do we have to pay $10 for parking? Well, it costs a lot of money to run a fair. So,
And where was your $10 a day going to park your car? For example, all that free entertainment we just mentioned.
Absolutely. But this year, we also are going to do a weekly pass. I think we had that in the past.
Years ago, well. I think there was a weekly pass.
So the weekly pass at the gate is $35. But if you come to the fair office before the fair, like the month before the fair, it's $30 for a weekly pass. And on top of that, we have a new thing happening in the archery building, in the exhibit building. Uh-huh. There's going to be a racetrack with six people can remotely race cars. Oh. And that is $5 to race. But when you buy a parking ticket, you get one free racing coupon. So technically, you're only paying $5 to park.
And last time I was at the Minnesota State Fair, for example, I parked free, but then I paid for the bus ride, and every person pays to go in. Here, you're just talking $10, and however many people you get in a car, you got in.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. So a couple other changes that we're doing. On Wednesday, typically the opening ceremony was at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're starting this year at 11 o'clock because at 12 o'clock, the ambassador coronation will take place on the Selner stage.
Oh, cool.
That used to be always on Saturday before the fair, but because of scheduling, and actually it makes sense to do
Going back even farther, it used to be on Tuesday evening, kind of kicking off the Rice County Fair, and then you went to a different day, and so now it's going to be
Wednesday afternoon at noon is when the coronation takes place. And that is actually a good segue that we are still looking for more applicants. So don't forget, it's ambassadors now. It's not royalty.
Yeah.
So it is for boys and girls. The juniors are 6 through 10 years old.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls. Yeah. And the senior ambassadors are 16 through 20. And whoever gets picked as a senior, also they get a $750 scholarship.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
well, and here's the other thing. Let's see. I'm 16, 17 years old, and I can hang around at the fair every day with nice-looking young ladies. What?
I know. Well, it's interesting. I drive a school bus during the school year, so I've been talking to kids, and a lot of the girls, I'm not going to wear a dress. But it is a lot of fun because, you know, and it's not just during the fair, it's the whole year. Yeah. So like this Friday, end of this week, we do the Dam Days parade, yeah. And I'm going to be pulling the float with the ambassadors. So
And the Heritage Days parade, and
they're
going to
be in there
things,
as well. Yeah. Yep.
And it's another thing, looking toward their career, this sort of thing, looks very good on a resume.
Absolutely. And it's interesting. A lot of these kids, they're really shy when they start.
Kind of like I am.
They get groomed. And at the end of the year, they've been blossoming into public speakers, really, if you really think of that. So go to our website, ricecountyfair.net, and just look around. So we redid the website. Now, instead of everything being everywhere, we now have the fair week, and the fairgrounds, because fairgrounds has other things happening outside. So go to the fair week and then look for ambassadors or look for sign up, and then go check out the forms and please sign up. We're looking for more people.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. What else is a major change? So in the grandstand, on Wednesday, we have the IMCA old-timers, like we had last year for the first time.
Who was that guy that helped with that race?
Rob Cahoe?
Yeah, boy, was he a fun interview.
What did you call him? Turbo Rob, or what there was?
Yeah, he had a name he called himself. Yeah,
I'm trying to get him to come to the interview here at AM Minnesota probably in 3 weeks or so. Yeah, and he can tell a little bit more because we're expanding that. So last year we had the IMCA old-timers and we had the modifieds. This year we're adding stock cars and micros. And so there's five different races or heats this year. And you can go, again, you can go to the website and go to Grandstand, look at IMCA old-timers, and there's a sign-up sheet. And you can sign up to race in any of those five different categories.
Yeah. Yep. Hopefully that gets as much participation as the demolition derbies.
Yep. Talking about that. Yeah. So Thursday, we have monster trucks. That's a new thing.
Yeah.
Monster trucks.
Those are amazing.
Yep. Yep.
And then, they need a big ladder to climb into the thing.
Well, we're not climbing it. Let them do that. And then the Demolition Derby is moving to Friday night.
Oh, typically that was Sunday.
Yes, but we're moving it to Friday. That can bring some more people in because a lot of people come from out of state, and if it's on Sunday, they have to work the next day. So now hopefully we're going to get some more people there. Saturday is the UPM Truck and Tractor Pull. That's what you help out with, yes?
I'm the official unhooker.
The unhooker,
I'm
yes.
not the hooker, I'm the unhooker.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, we have lawnmower races.
Oh.
I mean, not just like a lawnmower. These are souped up 40, 50 mile an hour races. Yeah. And I think they said that we're going to do a figure eight track.
Ooh, so that sounds dangerous and entertaining.
Yep. So that's a new thing that we're bringing back, bringing there for the first time. So with the grandstand, you do have to pay tickets.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, it costs a lot of money to bring the entertainment.
Bring some show in. Yeah. Well, Peter, if you can stand by, we have to take a break for the markets. Then we'll continue with today's AM Minnesota program, Rice County Fair Talk. But first, the market sponsored by the KDHL Ag Roboosters. They include Werner Farm Seed at Dundas for quality seed at reasonable prices, including cover crop seed. Give Paul or Gene a call, 507-645-7995. Also, Northland Buildings for quality post-frame construction. Find out more. Go to their website, northlandbuildings.com.
Tuesday morning, soybeans are up, cattle are down, corn and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are firm this morning, getting some help from bean oil, which is up on biofuel demand expectations, and the trade is monitoring U.S. planting progress, expecting near-term delays in some areas. July beans are up a half at 1060 and three quarters. August is a quarter higher at 1056 and a quarter. July bean meal's down $1.60 at $2.94.60. July soybean oil's up 26 points at $49.61. Corn's mixed, watching U.S. planting and development weather with more rainfall in parts of the region over the next few days. That soil moisture, though, is welcome, with the Corn Belt expected to see hotter, drier conditions next month. July corn is now down a quarter at 4.59 and a quarter. September's 2.5 lower at 4.35 and a quarter. And wheat's lower with the dollar index higher. Most forecasts do have rain on tap for parts of the southern plains, Europe, and China. July Chicago's down 12 and three quarters at 529 and three quarters. Cotton and rice both seeing a little bit of technical support so far today. July cotton's up 3 points at 66.14, and July rice is 23 higher at 1340. Live and feeder cattle did start higher, but have since turned sharply lower on profit-taking as traders watch the distribution of this week's show list. June live's down $1.27 at $214.52. August is $1.70 lower at $208.75. August feeders are down $3 at $297.35. September's $2.90 lower at $296.42. And hogs are mixed, mostly modestly higher on spread trade as the trade waits to see the weekend retail clearance numbers. June lean is down 2 at 98.27. July's up 22 at 101.77. The Dow's about 490 points higher. Crude oil's weak. The dollar index is up. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
AM Minnesota. On the Mighty 920 KDHL.
The market update sponsored by the KDHL Agro Boosters, including Craig Keller over at the Keller Insurance Agency in Nearstrand. Of course, Craig helps protect all things important to you. Peter Van Sloost is in the studio today, executive director or manager of the Rice County Fair. I'm not even going to ask permission, Peter. Here we go again. Go ahead.
Where the city meets the farm, the great
I waited a whole year almost to get to play that again.
So we actually have a new slogan. So last year it was doing more in 24. This year it is fun beyond compare at the Rice County Fair.
Oh, cool.
We try to come up with something every year. So we ever talked a little bit about grandstand. Of course, grandstand, you have to pay for the tickets because those are expensive.
Yeah, and so it's Wednesday, it's the old timers.
Thursday, monster trucks. Friday, demolition derby. Saturday, truck and tractor pool. Sunday, lawnmower races. And lawnmower races are also open to anybody. Yeah.
So,
you know, there are people that participate in that. So you can go to the website and sign up for that as well.
So. Yeah, but that's kind of highly regulated too, isn't it? With so big an engine and all, and safety and
right, just like demolition derby, there is quite a bit of rules. You can't just take an old car and just participate. You have to, you know, make sure there's a harness and frame and stuff. So we talked about the free entertainment. We have the Selner stage, and we have the Cannon stage. That's the little stage. And then we have the beer garden, and that is all free. So a little bit of free entertainment that's going to be also on the Cannon stage. We have Brodini Family Magic Show. He is going to be back. And this year we have Dazzling Dave, National Yo-Yo Master.
Oh, boy.
He has been there before. We have Soul Fire and Flow, which is the lady who dances with fire, that is going to be... I forgot when it was, one of the evenings, but it has to be after 9 p.m. Because it has to be a little dark for her to do that. We're bringing in face painting. So they're going to be there every afternoon.
Do you think they could help me?
Well, I'm not so sure. But the face painting is going to be free. They may decide to... you know, do some intricate painting for a little charge. Yeah. But standard face painting is going to be free. We have the kids' paddle pool, of course.
That's been popular for decades.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun. Then we have the remote control race cars. That's $5 per race.
If you've gotten your fare pass, then
you get a free ticket. And this year we're bringing in the Alfie's World of Robotic Puppets. You may remember them. They were here years ago.
Boy, I didn't see them. I guess they're not ringing a bell with me.
I think there are 8 different puppets. There's like an old guy. There's a horse. There's you know.
And it's a robot, and then there's somebody controlling.
Right, so it sits on a little trike, and they ride around in the fairgrounds, and they interact with the people. It's actually pretty cool.
Well, that's really cool. Look at all the robotics programs at all these high schools. They're just incredibly popular. And what these young kids can do, so they can come to the Rice County Fair and see how
they can actually put it in practice. Yeah. So again, all that stuff is free, except for the race cars. Then we have a number of other things. We have the demonstration for the pottery. We have the wood carving. The steam and gas engines are going to be back. We have a cornhole tournament that you can sign up for. We have the Studio of Stars and the Division Street Dance. Both of them are going to be doing dance performances in the beer garden.
And they're local clubs.
And then we have Vikings Warriors. They're setting up a tent. They're dressing up as Vikings. And they're going to be walking around in full outfits with swords.
This is as Vikings as in back in the 1600s.
Yes.
Not the Minnesota Vikings purple.
No. And then a few times in the week, they're going to be doing sword fighting demonstrations. These people own a sword fighting school up in the cities.
Ooh.
So they're going to be doing sword fighting demonstrations. And then after the demonstration, they can only do this for 15 or 20 minutes because it's very hard work. Yeah. Then they invite the public to come in. After the public signs a waiver, and they're going to be doing it with wooden swords.
Yeah. Sounds a little safer.
Yeah. And talking about the Vikings, the cheerleaders, I did invite them. However, they were still building their team, and I have not gotten confirmation that they actually are coming, but we're planning to have them for a couple of hours on Friday night in the beer garden.
Would that be like two, three, or four? Or not
two of them. Yeah.
Not the whole team.
No. I can't afford that. It costs money, you know?
Yeah.
We have the ambassadors that are going to be doing helium balloons and bracelets. There's a euchre tournament, the Texas Hold'em tournaments, the remote control demolition derby. We had that last year. So these are the smaller cars that fall apart when they run into each other. Of course, we have the Gold Star Entertainment. We have the carnival. Yeah.
And well, based in Faribault, I don't think they're such a class organization.
They have to be
besides.
Here, yeah. They're so good to work with. So talking about the Gold Star Entertainment. So like last year, I actually just this morning spoke with both Hy-Vee and Fairway. They're going to be selling again vouchers for pre-sale vouchers for wristbands. So when you come to the fair, the wristbands are $30 for a day of riding, but if you buy them up front, they're $25. So you get a voucher, and with it for $25 with that voucher, you go to the carnival, to the ticket booth, you get the wristband for the day. Yeah.
Okay.
Now if you want to go for the whole week, buy five vouchers.
Yeah, per kid.
Or
big kid that never grew up.
Right. And this year, what we're also going to do, but this is not in Hy-Vee or in Fairway, this is going to be at the fair office. We're going to get eight tickets for $20. And one ticket is one ride. So that is $1.25 per ride. So typically you do two, three, or four tickets. So rides are either $3, $4.50, or $6. But if you buy the eight tickets for $20, any ride is now $1.25.
Boy, that's cheap entertainment.
So that's a new thing, and I did not want to sell them through Hy-Vee and Fairway because you know they do this for free for us and it's going to get complicated.
Yeah.
But you can come to the fair office. So I'm supposed to get all these tickets and vouchers later this week or early next week.
We should mention too. You did bingo. Is there going to be a time for bingo?
Yeah, bingo.
Lots of folks enjoy
every day there is going to be bingo. Yes, and I think that is the Parent Teacher Association from. Jeff from Roosevelt, I think they're coming back and doing it.
Oh.
So all the proceeds goes back to their organization. Yeah, bingo is there as well. And of course, we have daycare day, we have kids day, we have senior day, we have a senior program.
And that's senior day is Thursday?
That's on Thursday, yes. So, and This year, the ceremony is going to be first, and then there's the senior dinner.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, we should mention Wednesday morning, Best of the Best, Rice County Agriculture Hall of Fame program. We
absolutely
kind of kick off the fair in the beer garden there that Wednesday
9
morning.
O'clock.
Yep.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, Best of the Best program. Yep. And if you go to our website, you can
look at RiceCountyFair.net.
Yep. You can look at all the details for the weekly. You can go look at the program by location. You can look at the program by date and time. Yeah. It's all tentative. There may be changes because last minute, you know, we may have moved some things around.
Lots of folks like the open class with all the different competitions, and all that information is there because you don't publish that official fair book anymore, do you? It's all...
We are going to try to all put it online. There is a program that generates these books, but, you know, we have to wait till everybody has been signed up. So, yeah, open class, you can sign up for that. Then there's, of course, the indoor exhibits, the outdoor exhibits. All the concessionaires, most of the ones from last year are back. We're putting a few new ones in. Mm. All the barns with all the livestock. I don't have time in half an hour to talk about everything.
Well, you can be back next week.
Yes.
And the 4-H. 4-H is 4-H.
Yes, there's going to be horse shows, you know, from 4-H and from the Saddle Club. And, lots of stuff happening.
Well, and then the fun part, too, is over in the 4-H building, the exhibit building, you know, to see what some of these kids have created. Here, a couple of years ago, there was a robotics team there competing.
Right. There's Lego things are being built. But then, of course, there's what they always call the best potato and the biggest broccoli and all that stuff. And canned food. And there's a lot of stuff. So people come and sign up for these open classes. And you can sign up online and you can sign up like the 2 days before the fair starts on Monday and Tuesday.
And we should mention the biggest fundraiser, about the only major fundraiser of Rice County 4-H, 4-H Livestock Auction, going to be Saturday morning, I assume, just like usual.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I do know that. And the interesting thing is they bid on things, but they don't really take the stuff home. So, and talking about fundraiser, this year we're doing a 50-50 cash raffle. We're going to be raising some money for the maintenance of our buildings. Because, you know, our buildings are old. Yeah. We need to maintain them. So there's going to be 400 tickets sold only. They're $100 a piece. But the first price is $10,000. The second price is $5,000. Then $2,000. Two times $1,000. And 10 times $100. Yeah. And that's a fundraiser for maintenance of our buildings.
Raffle fundraiser type thing, that's a pretty high payout, isn't it?
It's 50-50, 50%, yeah. We got the idea from the Kolechki days. They do exactly the same. I divvied it up a little so there's more prices, more chances to get your money back. So,
Always trying new things.
Absolutely, yes. So,
well, we've still got a couple minutes left. Something else we should mention. Want to reemphasize, you're still looking for Rice County Fair ambassadors, guys, gals, little girls and little boys.
Yes. So they can go to ricecountyfair.net and look for ambassadors under Fair Week ambassadors. You can also go to Rice County Fair ambassadors on Facebook or just Rice County Fair on Facebook. It's everywhere. So,
tell the truth. Do you know enough about computers to do that, or do you have someone helping you do that?
I have somebody helping me nowadays, but I am actually originally a computer guy. So, I said, we actually redesigned our complete website in the last couple of months just because it had grown over the years so much that it was hard to navigate.
Yeah.
And it is a lot
gotta
easier.
It's got to be easy. You got to kind of get to where you want to go fairly quickly, or some of us might get a touch frustrated.
So, as I said, lots of things happening. I mean, this was just a quick overview, but we're going to be bringing in...
Oh, I thought another question. Is there still exhibitor space, indoor, outdoor?
We still have spaces. It's starting to fill up. So what we're doing is we're moving the carnival a little bit more to the west. That gives a little bit more
exhibit space than on the east side, which is kind of nice next to the Historical Society and their stuff. So
because we had just a hard time squeezing everybody in, and last year some people were on spots they didn't really like.
So
we're making it better. Yep.
Well, are we talking next Tuesday or
2 weeks?
Two weeks from now.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in, Peter.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Peter Vansus, manager of the Rice County Fair. Here's the National News from ABC.